I'm blessed with the presence of Jerome Daniels. Once again, man, you defended that title with tenacity. You stared death in the face tonight.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like a soccer ball, honestly. Look, I know going to war with the faithful, it's going to be some catastrophe. I heard y'all show y'all saying I need to take stuff seriously. I don't know what wrestling y'all been watching, but for the better part of 2015, I've been defending my title week in and week out successfully. I take every opponent seriously. I went face to face with the Angel of Death. I'm not scared of nobody in the faithful. I realize these men are resilient. They're warriors, but we got warriors too. So just when the shots are fired, man, it's time to go. And Sky, he brought it tonight, but I did what I said I was going to do, and that's win. So,
and you know, just for the record, you know, I'm happy to see that you can defend this title on your own.
I mean, that's such an unfortunate, like, side effect of being a wrestler in Texas. Like, everybody always got something to say, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've been defending my title. Who defended their title more times in the country than I have?
I haven't seen anybody over
there. Happy Mama was not defending the title show after show after show after show. They just randomly pick the people and tell them they number one contender. And I'm showing them every show that there's no number one contender. It's just me by myself dominating.
So you're the whole damn show.
You tell me.
I think so.
You tell me. And so, hey, and tell Trey, and tell Katie, I did what I said I was going to do. You bet against Flawless. I mean, everybody betted on me. I listened to the show or whatever. You bet on me, you win. You bet against me, you lose.
End of discussion.